Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just bring about a lot of clarity in her trial so she can know your will and obey it. Ask all these prayers you follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. He's the one that's going to be protecting you and guiding you through the trials that you're going to face. But understanding that when you do, you're going to be persecuted. We can understand persecution and the characteristics of it when you understand Bible prophecy, because they just kind of play out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. And just taking a look at the last part of the Nebuchadnezzar statue, which is of iron, and talking about communism, okay? Going through the Communist Manifesto, I'll go ahead and keep reading here. It talks about the removal of private property. And again, I want to just reiterate, this is really important because communism has become somewhat, it's masked, but when you see people saying that they don't want to go to work, and I think it's like the great resignation movement. This is an article that I was reading about people leaving their jobs, and then people complaining about capitalism and running the rat race and all these sorts of things. It's not a perfect system, but you have to have eyes to see and ears to hear the direction that it's going. And if you abandon capitalism, where are you going to go? Who's going to pay your bills, right? And if it starts coming from some organized, some organized movement from the state, then you see you're headed in this direction, okay? Who's going to be governing it is a question mark. It's not going to be an institution ordained by God, okay? You're supposed to go out and work. That's what the Bible says. It's the great curse of Adam in the book of Genesis. Okay, and so looking here, it says removal of private property. You are horrified at our intending to do away with private property. But in your existing society, private property is already done away with for 9/10 of the population. Its existence for the few is solely due to its non-existence in the hands of those 9/10. You reproach us, therefore, with intending to do away with a form of property, the necessary condition for whose existence is the non-existence of any property for the immense majority of society. In one word, you reproach us with intending to do away with your property precisely so. That is just what we intend to do. So, and this is from chapter 2, okay, of the Communist Manifesto. And the question is, you know, and that has to do with everybody's property, okay? You might not, you may be, you know, poor and not have much, right? But if you own something or you intend to own something someday, okay, this applies, this type of ideology you need to be aware of, okay? And again, the reason why is because if you're going through trials with your belongings, okay, with your possessions, you need to be aware, okay, that the Lord might be preparing you for something. We don't know exactly what's going to come down the line, but the Lord does, okay? So you need to seek Him in all of your trials and be aware when society starts talking like this and the younger generation thinks that this is a good thing and starts trying to move in this direction. You need to know what's moving behind it, okay? What it means for you, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day for your glory and humbles herself, knowing she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover. She's done. Read it again and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.